Hello, it's a baby girl. Excuse me. And for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed, your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics. And I also, excuse me, and I also dissect popular and controversial topics. So get your teacups ready because tea is hot and it's ready to be served. Point blank, period. So guys, I'm like in a bit of dilemma here. I won't even call it dilemma. Is dilemma, excuse me, I don't know, I don't even think dilemma is a word, but I have hiccup. So you just bear with me saying, excuse me throughout this like episode. Please bear with me. And also guys, I've been thinking of like cutting out the BTS. If you watch the trailer, I mentioned that there will be BTS for every episode. But looking at it now, I don't even think there should be BTS because it's taking a lot of like data uploading. I'm going to upload normal episode, and not uploading normal episodes could be like 1 gig, excuse me, could be like 1 gig or so. Then I have to like compress it to make it smaller so that my data won't just like vanish at once. Then there's now BTS, and it just takes time. Like the BTS of the last episode, I have it on my phone. I haven't like compiled everything together to make it like one. So I'm like, I think I'm just going to cut it off because the BTS, I think for which one, maybe the trailer or first episode, I don't know which one, it has only one view. So other, I think the second one has no view at all. I'm like, I don't really think there's need of doing that because I feel like other people will be more interested. Excuse me, other people will be more interested in watching the video, the normal episode, than the BTS. So what do you guys think? So if you think I should like what they call the name, I should cut it off. Let me know, but I feel like this episode, no BTS. The last episode, I'm never going to do any BTS of it. Even though I have some BTS on my phone, I'm not still going to do any BTS. I feel like what I was even thinking this morning is that I'm having guests on my pod, on this pod, excuse me, on this podcast. So there's going to be like maybe there should be I'll put BTS for those like episodes with guests because various things can have happened behind the scenes that you don't see on the main episode. Excuse me, that you won't see on the main episode, so I may do that. It depends on if there are contents to give you guys as BTS contents. So anyway, my flatmate is sewing, so you may hear the noise. I really hope my voice is really so loud to overshadow that. And the next neighbor, I think they are grinding Gary also, as one is still like eating stuff on wood. So this is the life right now, but I have to deal with it. Let me tell you guys what happened to me yesterday before I jump into this episode. So on Thursday, I bought some makeup products. I don't know how to do makeup at all, but I'm determined to learn. Like, I think like some years back, excuse me, like some years back, I've been interested in learning makeup, but I took a different path into fashion design and all of that. But anyway, I've just like not really thought about makeup for a while, but it just popped into, excuse me, just popped into my mind one night like this, and I'm like, okay, I need to start learning. And I'm watching YouTube video. I started eyeshadow and all of that. Then I moved to mascara and eyeliner. So on Thursday, okay, I'm going out to the market and all of that. So I just bought some makeup products from like market and all of that. But definitely, when I become a professional, it's not going to be market product. I'll be getting like normal good stuff and all of that. Sure. But this one isn't bad actually. But you understand what I'm trying to say. So I was really so excited to try it on, and because when I was at work, I've just been thinking about how can I get back home. I'm going to try it on, and I really, excuse me, and I really want those activated, water activated liners. Like I really need it. Like I love it so much. Like I went to the market and I asked the person I was buying from. Person didn't even know what I was saying. And I was like, water activated. She was like, water. Excuse me. And I'm sure in her mind she's thinking that water eyeliner, all of that. I should show that picture. She does not have it. I was even talking to my friend about this water activated stuff, and she was like, she try explaining some things, and there's some ways I could like get try to make it like if I don't have since I don't have the water activated one, I can just like maybe put certain spray, blah blah blah. I don't have certain spray. She's like, you could try water, but she's not sure about that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try water and all of that. Just put like the eyeshadow in water, just small water, and just try to put it and all of that. So okay, I'm doing the kini. It's not looking that bad, but for like an amateur, it's okay. Excuse me, it's okay. So boom, we get to the eyeliner, and that eyeliner is too watery for my liking because I'm even being so steady with it, but this part like on my eye like this. Everything's just like this, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And it was making me look like a clown, and everywhere was just black, black. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like the eyeshadow was looking okay. I'm like, okay, I see the work you're doing, girl, and I like it, like you look good. And that eyeliner just like spot it, and me, I'm looking like a clown. Just give me the stuff they put on the nose, and maybe I'll just wear like one colored, what's a colored wig. Excuse me, and I'm a clown, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But I took some pictures though, but pictures weren't that noticeable that I did some horrible makeup, and I posted. I looked so pretty. I look so pretty right now. I love these earrings. Like I got it on Thursday, and I love how big it is. Like I even fit my hand inside. Away. God have mercy, oh. Away. It is. So I'm going to go straight into the episode. A lot of us know about this Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. Like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock during the Oscars. Oh my goodness! If I was there, if I was at that Oscars, I would just be sitting like that, like, wow, get me the wine, let me be sitting and be watching. Like, I'll really enjoy this kind of stuff because I'll just be like, find it very amusing. I'm like, okay, what just happened? What just went on? Like, okay. So, you know, like all the topics I have for you guys this episode are just like juicy content here, and then just train it for you all. So just sit down with your phone and be watching and be listening from the beginning to the end, and I have my tea. Very hot, guys. To give you guys the gist, the tea, drop it for you guys. Drop down, Tatiana. So anyway, so Chris Rock was giving a speech for an award. Not like he won the award, no. Like, you know when people are like, oh, the nominees for this category are blah blah blah, and this is the winner, blah blah blah. Was I giving a speech before he mentioned those stuff? So he now made a joke about Jada's shaved head because she has alopecia. Is it alopecia or alopecia? What's the like, correct pronunciation? Let me know, guys. So alopecia is just basically sudden hair loss. Your hair just starts removing, but it's just better for you to just like shave everything off and all of that. And she really looks like so pretty with the shaven head. Yes, sudden hair loss that starts with one or more circular bald patches that may overlap. So Chris Rock is a comedian and all of that. So he made a joke about the shaved head. So Will Smith wasn't finding it funny at all, even though the crowd were chanting that tin. He didn't find it very funny at all. So apparently Chris Rock made a comparison to Demi Moore's dramatic look in the movie G.I. Jane. I was telling myself I was going to look at that Demi Moore's G.I. Jane look, but I never looked at it. After recording, I'm going to check it. Isha made a comparison of Jada and Demi Moore's dramatic look. So what he actually said, I actually wrote it down. Let me like act it for you guys. So this is the microphone now, and it's like, Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2. Can't wait to see it, alright? And Will Smith is laughing, hee, and he's smiling. But you know that smile and laugh is like, just trying to compose myself, but what you're saying, bro? Could make sense. And Jada just rolled her eyes like, she just rolled her eyes like, obviously she wasn't finding it funny. And Chris Rock kept on laughing now. You know, he's making joke now to him. He's making jokes. He's saying, he. And Will Smith just stood up. And he's walking towards him. And just slapped him. Boom. And he walks back to his seat. If I was there, I'm like, oh my goodness. Did that just happen? Oh my goodness. And you know that at that same Oscar, though, Will Smith still won. Award for best actor. You know, it's the one award for best actor. Let me before I even have my comment about that, it's something I even want to say. So you know that people aren't finding it funny what he did, that, oh, why would you do that kind of thing, it's assault, it's violence, blah blah blah. I know that next day, after the Oscars, next day Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock and the Academy through social media. He said his apologies, blah blah blah, on Instagram. So apparently Will Smith resigned his Academy membership on April 11th, facing a potential suspension or expulsion and was banned from attending academy events for a longer period, effective April 8th. For a 10-year period, not even longer, for a 10-year period, effective April 8th. And I'm like, because of that, they're going to suspend him for 10 years to come for any Oscar event. I mean, no academy event, I mean, for 10 years. Oh my goodness. Is it, you know that he won Best Actor that, Best Award for Best Actor that night. So the thing is that if they were not finding him funny what he did, they should have collected the award from him that you're no more Best Actor. Nobody won it. It is closed. Nobody won it. I'm like, you suspended him. Why didn't they remove the Best Actor? It weren't finding him funny. To me, to be honest, I didn't see anything wrong in what he did. A lot of people saw that, were saying, oh, what he did is wrong, blah, blah, blah. I'm even going to, like, let's tell you guys some comments from some celebrities that I saw online. I mean, I didn't feel anything was wrong with it. It was, like, defending his wife and all of that, like, protecting her and all of that. Like, obviously, like, I know that I even saw one thing, one comment, one celeb said, I'll get back to that, but what he was basically saying that, maybe alopecia is not like leukemia, so was like, so he does not see why you'll be angry about that. Anyway, so people like having hair on their head. I don't know. Maybe she likes having hair on their head. Some people, let me just say, some people like having hair on their head. And so you're just coming out. Obviously, you like having hair on your head. You feel bad about it. You feel sad. And so this isn't just something you just make joke about, to be honest. I feel we're just being very insensitive. What I would say, that Chris Rock was just being very insensitive. Because this, like, even though someone may not see it as a very, very bad thing, like, at least there are other, like, maybe disease, illness that are more terrible than that. So at least this one is just hair loss. It's not something like bad or something. So you shouldn't feel like that bad about it. And it's just a joke. Like, I feel just really insensitive. Just have to look at the situation that you're just coming out like that. It's going to be something that was like, you just find very annoying and very sad. But like, why is this happening to me? You get, I feel like, even though you're a comedian, I know that's because he's a comedian, that is his job and all of that. So you just like, making jokes, and I feel like it's just really insensitive, because like, I don't, it's just very insensitive to me. That's what I'm going to say. Very insensitive, Sha. Oh, we'll be going on a short break and we'll be right back. Like, in my opinion, you had the right to slap him. Like, people can call it violence, other stuff, assault. I feel like I didn't say anything wrong with what he did. I've said that before, but I really say anything wrong in what he did, because at that moment, what was he supposed to do? Just sit down, shine his teeth. Maybe he definitely didn't find like the situation funny, obviously, and like the situation at hand of having to like shave her head and all of that, it's definitely not something they were expecting. No one is expecting her to just remove like that, obviously not. So I don't know, it's just very insensitive. That's all I can just say, because I keep on like saying a lot of stuff about like what he did. I may end up just rambling and saying nonsense, but I just feel really insensitive. Like, I know you're a comedian and all of that, but and some things just say to know that, but that's his job anyway. But there's some things I just feel like shouldn't have joked about and all of that, Sha. So let me like let you guys like tell you what some people were saying. So one, Terry Crews, what did he even say? Both Will Smith and Chris Rock are dear friends of mine. I love them both as brothers. But there was a time in my life where I was Will Smith at that moment, and let me tell you, I've done worse than Will. Will overkill. Just the punishment did not fit the crime. It did fit the crime, to be honest, because what is he supposed to do? Maybe you should, after the Oscars, he's meant to come and meet him and tell him that what you did wasn't nice. I didn't like what you did. So this is that. And no, the punishment definitely fits the crime. Like, it definitely fits it. We didn't expect him to like talk to him bro to bro, man to man, and all of that. Like, if it is, like, I think he did. He continued praising Rock for his composure, but the true definition of toughness is what Chris did in taking a punch and then holding everything together and then showing tremendous endurance and resilience in the middle of obstacles. I'm very thankful to Chris, but also understand Will. I'm not one to demonize Bolato because I was there. He has done it before, so he's not trying to say that and what he did. He's still trying to say what he did was wrong, even though he has done it before. Like, obviously, what was Chris Rock meant to do at that moment? Like, obviously, someone just slapped you. Like, what is he going to do now? Maybe he should slap you, but obviously, he's not going to. Obviously, he has to just be composed. He just has to just stay there, like, oh my goodness, this just happened to me. Okay, that's obviously now someone just slapped you. Obviously, now what were they expecting me to do? That maybe you should slap him back and all of that. But I feel like Chris Rock was in the wrong though, and Will Smith was just defending his wife as he should. The next person, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I just felt that Will's wife really should have been giving some consideration as to, you know, how she felt about it and what she wanted to do about it. So what he's directly saying is that Will Smith shouldn't have done anything. His wife that should have done it, that should have acted upon the situation. So obviously, because you never know maybe what she really wanted to do, how she felt about the situation. But what, when I saw this yesterday, what I was going through my mind was that the husband and wife that married, definitely Will Smith already knows how she feels about the situation, about having a gone and all of that. I was about to say go having a hair gone and all of that. So definitely that marriage, he definitely knows how she feels about the situation. So I feel like so you can definitely act upon it. It's like you dating someone, for example, and the person is going through some illness or disease. Definitely the person is sharing stuff with you. The person is definitely going to like tell you, okay, this is how I feel about this situation. If I'm happy about it, if I'm not happy about it. So if someone is now coming to like make a joke about the illness or disease and all of that, and obviously, and you know that my partner, my boyfriend, or my girlfriend doesn't even like the situation he or she is in, definitely you can ask up to upon it and say, stop this, stop that, or you can even maybe want to slap the person. You can slap the person as the situation fits, to be honest. Then you continue to say, I mean, people just ignored her altogether. I didn't think that made much sense, you know. She's one that would have been offended if it was offensive. It wasn't like somebody like riding her. You never know what people are thinking. That's how I see it. And she's one that would have been offended. So him too cannot be offended. That okay, it's not you that is going through the problem and all of that. So you shouldn't be offended. But they're married, and that is why. Definitely, I feel like he has to be offended too. Like, I don't get why people just have kept quiet. That it's not you that is going through that. So just keep quiet. But they're married, so I feel like he had all right to like speak about it or act about it. The next one is Bill. Maher. Said to Will Smith, stay strong and I got your back. April Fools, you are a dick. Say you are a dick. Comparing a woman to Demi Moore looking at artists is not exactly the worst insult I've ever heard. I mean, alopecia is not leukemia. So for me, the more looked at her artists, I have to go check it out, see how what she was looking that court and all of that. That's obviously the more was looking good, even though I've not seen pictures or all of that. Seen is, but it's not even like I said, not even like legs that it's get going out, losing and all of that. So it's obviously, even if the more was looking at artists and all of that doesn't mean they're not meant to like, it's not meant to like feel like bad about it, or it's meant to be shining it and say, okay, yeah, I agree with what you said. Because to him, if made it seem like I said maybe we're making joking of like insulting the situation. Mm-hmm. The next person is what, Zoe Kravitz. You know that after I speak about this Will Smith and Chris Rock stuff, I'm going straight to her, because girl, let me sip my tea. Milo, beautiful. Zoe Kravitz, she posted a picture on Instagram on her outfit for the Oscars. Here's a picture of my dress at the show where we are apparently assaulting people on stage now. You could just have posted your picture with another caption. Why this? Because I didn't get. Why this? And Jaden Smith tweeted, and that's how we do it. Yes, that's how you do it. That's how, boy, I feel like that's how you do it anyway. Then Jamila Jamil said, Will Smith said, not today. A man big enough to absolutely floor him slapped him softly enough that Chris barely moved because he made fun of his wife alopecia on stage. Don't say hashtag protect black women for 2 years and then only condemn William. Come on. I agree with that because I'm like, obviously, I don't know what to even say again because I think I've said everything I need to say. Because if I keep on talking, I'm going to be rambling. But I actually agree with this, to be honest. Because I feel like he has all right to like acted the way he acted. And obviously, you can't be saying, oh, it's not just something you should have made fun of. That's what I would say. Then the next person, how come is this? I know Cardi B said something and I took a screenshot. I can't remember what happened. But Tiffany Addish, I think Chris was missing. As a woman who had a husband, I wish my husband would have stood up for me the way Will stood up for Jada. That's what every woman wants, right? She was hurt and he protected his wife, and that's what a man is supposed to do. Definitely, she wasn't even finding the situation for him because she rolled her eyes. So I know that people are saying it's outsourced violence, but he did what he had to do to protect his wife, to defend her. I don't see anything wrong with that. Then the next person is hold on, sorry about that. Jaden Smith, Jamila Jamil, Tiffany Addish. That's it, that's all, guys. That's all they were all saying, and I'm like, So this video I saw yesterday on Twitter. So the video was a response to like a tweet, and someone said that, oh, I just saw Chris Rock and I understand why Will Smith smacked the shit out of him. So the response to the video, I mean the response to the tweet was a video of Chris Rock with some white men, three white men, and they are saying nigga, 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 like that so comfortably, and I'm like, are you serious? No, I don't want to see. It's not even shame. No, your conscience is not even like freaking them that what they're doing is wrong, what they're saying is wrong, and they're just like comfortably saying the word like that. And into as a black person, he's shining his teeth, and he's telling someone that one of the guys there that you're the most niggerest or nigger person I've ever seen, as per basically directly. Is a nigga, and I'm like, a white spousing. Oh my goodness, embarrassing us like this. Oh my goodness. No. And the person on the tweet, person is like, no one, you don't even have to see him, then puts the video there. And I'm like, oh really? I could never finish the video because that was really so uncomfortable to watch, because something is actually just even watching not long ago, like, quite just like, excuse me, I just like put it down that Chris interview, and I'm like, I've not seen it though, let me go and check it out of that, like, So we're gonna go straight to Zoe Kravitz, because I have never seen someone's social media popularity drop like Zoe Kravitz. Like, when I was just looking at it, I'm like, oh my goodness, because on my timeline, I was always seeing edits of her, fan cams of her. Like, she was loved by people on Twitter. But all of a sudden, receipts were pulled out. We're bringing out the receipt that, is this you? Now you be this? And I'm like, ooh. Oh my goodness. And now I don't see any edits of fan cams of her on my timeline again. Basically, she's cancelled. So, you know, like, I mentioned that stuff. What she said about the Will Smith stuff, she posted her dress, fine dress. You shouldn't have put that caption because, girl, shush, fam. Here's the picture of my dress at the show where we are apparently assaulting people on stage now. Okay, and she posted another one again. Jeez, a different of this gown is really nice. This white one, beautiful. What the caption again, sis, girl. Why? What was the reason? And here is a picture of my dress at the party after the award show, where we are apparently screaming profanities and assaulting people on stage now. She didn't like what he did. A lot of people didn't like what he did. So, she now posted, so someone had commented on the picture that you don't support him defending his wife. And she replied, nope. She even put full stop, said, nope. Nope, she doesn't support him. And I'm like, ah. But, hey, our opinion though, not that I disagree. Then, receipts were pulled out. Receipts were pulled out about her. So, apparently, when Jaden Smith was 14 and she was 26, she was crushing so hard on him. And that just really, really pedophile behavior. Like, real pedophile behavior. There were moments that I was hanging out with Jaden and thinking, I can't believe you're 14. I have to check myself, like, what I said to you. She was telling someone that, maybe in an interview. And I'm like, how are those thoughts coming to your mind as a 26-year-old woman and is 14, a child, a kid? Like, how are you having those thoughts about a child? Like, what are you thinking about? Oh, you're so fine. Ah, only even of 14 and people that have done this to you. I'm like, you which is so really so uncomfortable when I see stuff about that. Like, people that are way older, like maybe even way older like that, and they're already having thought about a child. It's really so wrong. Like, if you are doing that kind of thing, you need to be ashamed of yourself. Real, real ashamed of yourself. Then she continued, he has so much personality and so much swag. He's so much cooler than I am and he's so handsome. I was always like, when you're older, you know, we will hang out. Nope, that's inappropriate. You're 14. Oh my goodness. That was so I think there was like a video on someone like quote tweeted, and this guy was 16 years and she was 26. No, you know that time that she was saying, oh, he's handsome, blah blah blah. It was 20, she was 24, not 26. But this time she's 26 and she was like having an interview. And she called Jaden Smith a date in the love of her life and expressing that she loves him all at a big age of 26. True, at your age and size, he is out there. I don't know, I think he was 14 or whatever age he was then, but he was still a kid. That time she was 24 and now she's maybe it was 16 now. Are you having those thoughts about a child in your mind? It's wrong. Like, and you're still in love with my life, my date, a child. Oh god. So there's this tweet I agree with. It's funny how some of the people already had information about Zoe Kravitz creeping on 14-year-old boy, but they didn't say anything then because she was loved by everyone. One user wrote, shows how much hypocrite Twitter is. You only start getting your morals right, when it's celebrity you don't like. And it's the truth. When I was seeing all this information, I'm like, oh, thank you for letting us know. But you knew about this. It was hidden in your phone, somewhere in your phone, and instead of bringing it out, all those walls, you did not bring it out. And people are doing edits, up and down. And I'm like, why were you keeping such information? Like, I've never even seen this before. I knew she was loved a lot. I saw she was loved a lot by people on Twitter. But you did not bring it out. It's not now you're bringing it out. Like, thank you for bringing out, though. We know who she is. We know her true colors. But why now? Why didn't you do it since? Could make sense. Could make sense. And someone said, not trying to defend her at all, I really don't care about her, but it's so hypocritical how people were literally sitting on the bad boy pieces of information on Zoe Kravitz all this time, but only chose to reveal the truth now. It's actually comical. Truth, I don't even agree what she did at all, but you knew what this thing is. It's now you're bringing it out. I feel like maybe then it's just like, oh, I still love you. No one knows about it now. Let's just skip it. But now that everyone is turning against her, let me bring out the receipt now. But you knew that since, and why not? So people are just, I don't even know. So people were like saying that, now she's friends, she's close friends with Alexander Wang, and he has been accused of sexual assault. Like, women have come forward that he has sexually assaulted me. I'm like, I can't be friends with such person. Like, if my friend, if someone comes and say that, oh, my friend sexually assaulted me, it's your friend who sexually assaulted me, bye bye. That's not even a friend anymore, bye bye. Like, I am still friends with that person. That means you definitely, like, what it definitely agree with his action. I feel like if your friend did something that is wrong, that's against your morals, that is just definitely wrong, and you're still friends with that person, no matter all the good times people have had, you've traveled, or you've done this, you've done so good things, it's good. Other friends will come that can like, you guys can do all those good stuff with, you guys can have fun and do whatever you did in that your former friendship, but you still be friends with that person is like basically saying, directly saying that I agree with you, friend. Because I know when my friend was sexually assaulted and I still be friends with you, I'm plucking you straight off, I'm cutting you out straight off. That shows something though. So apparently Alexander Wang initially denied the allegations in a statement shared early last year, maybe it's 2021, I don't know when this skinny was published, this article was published, calling them false and fabricated. So people just try to say the lie, because obviously he's a popular like fashion designer and all of that. There's no one's fashion designer. He's very popular and all of that. So maybe you have people backing like, hey, it's a lie, all of that. Oh, we believe you. We stand strong with you. You are a man, you are a king. Oh, and all of that. And Bobby wasn't getting all those, he wasn't getting people supporting him. But then later went to say that, later apologized to the women and all of that. But I thought you said they were false and they were fabricated. However, he went on to express regret for his past behavior in another message issued months later. Voila. It was not easy for the alleged victims. No, alleged. For the victims. Alleged. Remove it. For the victims to share their stories. And I regret acting in a way that caused them pain, wrote in an Instagram statement. While we disagree on some of the details of this personal interaction, some of the details or all of the details, some care, all of them, you sexually assaulted some. Which one is some of the details? All of the details. I will set a better example and use my visibility and influence to encourage others to recognize harmful behaviors. God have mercy. God have mercy. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't know if you're friends with someone like this, that is a sexual assaulter, then something is wrong with you, both of you. You can't shame, but we are immediately, you can't shame, something is wrong with you. I'm going straight. So for the pressed, ladies, if you're pressed, if you're not pressed, this is for you. Like, I love this song so much. Like, I heard this year, and I'm just asking myself, why is it this year I'm just hearing the song? Like, why? As I'm such a huge fan. Like, remember the first song I recommended was That Bitch by Bia Miller. And this song too is no other than from one of my favorite artists, Bia Miller. It's not you, it's me by Bia Miller featuring Six Lack. I like Six Lack is so good, and you can sing, and such a very good collaboration. Like, I love the song so much. It's not you, it's me. I'm the only one I need. Ooh, it's not you, baby, cause I'm leaving you for me. Ooh. Cause I don't want to blame you, dun dun. It's bad for your health. Cause honestly, it's not you, it's me. I'm the only one I need. Ooh, I'm the only one. I'm the only one. I'm the only one, it's me. I'm the only one, it's me. There you go, dun 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 dun. Da 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 That Six Flags part, I don't know, but the song is so good. Check it out. It's Not You, It's Me by Bea Miller featuring Six Flags, BEA and Miller, MILLAR. So we've come to the end of the episode. The third episode. And here it is. That's what I would say. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode, because I had so much fun filming. I feel like all the episodes I've been filming, I've been having so much fun, and that's good. Like, good vibes all through, good energy, because that's what I'm about. So if you love this video, if you're watching the video, like it, share with your family and friends, and subscribe. I only have 4 subscribers, but you can increase. Subscribe button at the right side in red, not in any other color. Subscribe and comments. Like, I've only got 1 comment, and for my friend. So comment, let me know your thoughts about it. If you like it, if you don't like it, all your thoughts are welcomed. And the audio, if you've watched the video, if you are watching this video right now, you've not watched the audio, if you're not listening to the audio, I mean, go and listen to it. Help a sister. She's gonna sing for you, even rap for you. I'm a woman of a lot of skills, a lot of abilities. Maybe that will make you want to like do subscribe, like, share, comment, and watch the video and the audio. And if you have watched the audio, watch the video, because it's the vibe is just contagious. Like, I hope you are getting, it's like very, very contagious. Anyway, what else do I want to say? You can send a voice message. Just click on the DM. Not click on the DM, sorry. Click on the link in the bio on Instagram. As far as you press underscore. You just keep scrolling. You just send a press a voice message record. And once you've recorded and you've sent it, I will see it and reply back. And if you're finding difficulties recording, like, oh my goodness, not doing it, and you give up, and then just go do something else. Don't go and do something else. So do not do that. Smash it bear. Just send a DM on Instagram and I will see it and respond. I really hope you've been loving this episode so far, because I have. So anyway, that's the end of the episode, and I'll see you guys next week, Wednesday, on a new episode. And let me even check what's next episode going to be. I'm not going to let you guys know, so let me just tell you what next episode is going to be. Not like tell you what it is going to be, but a good one too. Next episode is gonna be good, so be waiting for it. Wait for it. And also, I mentioned about Love Island. I found one person that wants to do with me, like my friend wants to do with me. I need someone else too. I just need us to be 3. If you want to speak about this Love Island with me when it ends, let me know. Contact me on my personal Instagram page, WhatsApp. If you have my WhatsApp, my number, Snapchat, all of that, contact me. On this podcast Instagram, also contact me. I will respond and I'll respond to you. And see you next week, Wednesday, on a new episode of Why Are You Pressed? Love you.